January, by the way, was a period of upheaval, was it not? Because
this was, because it was at that point that customarily the court elects a Chief Justice. There had been considerable dissatisfaction on the part of some members of the court for with Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh as Chief Justice. He'd been Chief Justice for some period of time. And there were those who had said, I simply cannot vote for him again for Chief Justice of the court. And so I was now a new vote in the election of a Chief Justice, because I had never voted before for a Chief Justice. So I suppose that I sort of revolved a little bit about how I felt about this. We had an interesting situation in that only Chief Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh and I were the only ones who had their offices here in Lansing. So we'd had considerable contact over the that 1 year period. Likewise, he had run at the same time I did. We were both candidates in that previous November election. And I think that he came into January that year fully anticipating that he would be reelected as Chief Justice. At least he gave no indication that he didn't think he would. But there was a group of justices that, and I think that the vote has on the election of Chief Justice has been speculated upon and even got down to the point where it was published in the media as to who voted for whom when the ultimate election took place in January of that year after we started our new year. But in December, I had some feelers and some contacts from a couple of the justices that perhaps it should not be an automatic re-election of Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh to the office of Chief Justice, and we should think about the possibility of replacing him. So these persons that were thinking in this direction were Justice Coleman and Justice Levin and Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh. Well, that was three members of the court. And I'm, of course, presumptively or ostensibly was a fourth vote. Well, four votes was all it took to elect a Chief Justice. So, thinking that it would not do at all for us to discuss this matter in the Supreme Court chambers in Lansing, we decided to have a lunch meeting someplace and talk this all over. There was nothing at all hard and fast or cut and dried about the situation. So we decided to meet someplace away from the gaze of the media, and Open Meetings Act certainly was not violated, because it was not a session of the Supreme Court or anything like that. It was simply getting together to talk about the possibility of who might be an alternative to Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh as Chief Justice.